It's your chance to win with a free money machine today. If you have signed up at 1071theboss.com, you know that, well, you know the exact time we're going to be playing for the cash this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And several times today, up to $500 each and every time. We got a little TV commercial. Should be on YouTube.
Yeah.
You just never know what video you might be watching. It might pop up. I think if you're watching YouTube anywhere in the area, there's a pretty good chance you're going to see this thing. And we filmed it this past week, last Friday.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, that is a stressful process.
It really is. Oh my gosh. It was so stressful.
You're just standing there for, you know, 20 minutes on end, and they're setting everything up, and they're telling you, oh, a little to the left. Nope, no, 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 no. Back where you are.
It was intense.
You remember Family Photo Day at Sears in the back? It's kind of like that.
Kind of.
Only with tons more pressure.
Uh-huh.
And the craziest part is, because we're giving away money here, they gave us, I don't know, $700-$800 in cash.
Right.
To play with, but not to go spend.
No.
We just get to stand there and hold it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a crazy thing. You kind of feel like, what's that character from The Lord of the Rings, Gollum, you know? My precious. Yeah. You kind of feel like that because you're standing there with $500 cash in your hand.
Yeah.
You're like, is this legal?
Can I have this?
Because I really want to just push everybody over and run.
Yeah.
But you know, that would be a poor choice, so.
Especially over $500.
I'm asking. That would be a poor choice?
Probably, yes.
So anyway, this thing is going to run, but we're standing there and we're just waiting. It's a weird thing to be frozen in a pose.
Yeah.
The only other thing that would be weirder is if we were in some sort of a costume or naked, I guess. That would be weird, too.
I almost would feel more comfortable in some sort of costume because then it doesn't feel like it's just me. It would be easier because we had to say lines, and I grant you there were not many of them, but it's weird to kind of go into something that's going to be on TV and say lines being myself.
Yeah, you know what would have been cool is if they had us dress up like a character, like if we were Mickey and Minnie
or
Cleopatra and Mark Anthony.
Could have been like
Cleopatra.
You could have been the Monopoly Man. I don't know.
Monopoly Man would be cool.
Right.
Or, you know, we could have done, they put in those leotards with the little balls on them. You know, like they use when they do the CGI, like in the Avengers later.
We're going to be made into a cartoon.
Yeah, of course, we don't have budget for that, so just be us in the leotard.
Sure.
Hey, you want some cash?
I don't know how comfortable I would be with either of us in a leotard. I don't know. That's a sight anybody needs to see.
Yes. Does he have a growth? I mean, Robbie and Rochelle in the morning, 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM, anywhere on the Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. Good morning, America. Welcome to Monday, March the 28th, 2022, and we get another big one today.
Mm-hmm.
Your chance to win the cash. It's coming up in the free money machine, up to $500 every time we play. So I'd love to give away $500 this morning.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'd like to pocket $500.
Yeah.
But that's just not possible. But
no.
For you, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you get a chance to win. Or maybe go better your chance right now. 1071theboss.com. I know we're hitting this thing hard, but this is kind of neat because, you know, our friends, you know, like that dweeb Matt Ryan we were talking about across the street last week. All those radio stations, all the guys, you know, in Philadelphia and New York, everybody has got these contests where you play against every other radio station in the country, and they own like hundreds of stations.
Right,
and you
got
to go on their app, and then the app takes you to their corporate website, and then you enter your zip code, and then maybe you get a chance to win $100, right?
Right.
We're doing this right here.
That's right.
I mean, I had to sit down in a meeting with the guy that owns the place and ask him, so how much money would you like me to give away? He's like Mr. Potter from...
Is that how he talks?
So wonderful. No, not at all. And for a cheap laugh, I'm going to have to pay for that comment,
you
okay?
Are.
This is why I'm not pocketing an extra $500. But anyhow, this is true. I mean, you know this. I'm not making this up, right? Mm-hmm. You win the money here.
Right.
You're winning it from us right
you
here.
Are.
The free money machine is actually here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So chance to win coming up sometime during the broadcast today. 720, this is your last week to win one of these limited edition collector's mugs from Dunkin'.
Aww.
Coffee break at 720 with a Dunkin' gift card inside.
Yes.
That's exciting. Chef Jeffrey Zakarian from the Food Network
mm-hmm.
will be joining us. He's got a brand new TV show. He's got his own show now.
Yeah.
Called The Big Restaurant Bet. So we'll find out the deal on that.
Hopefully we don't get chopped.
Get the old community bulletin board, he said.
She said.
At 750. A lot going on today. Rochelle had her nose buried in a phone, in her phone this morning. And I said, what are you up to? And she turns the phone and says, oh, I'm on this new app. I said, oh, okay. But then I look a little closer. I go, is that a picture of me on there? Well, it's a picture of us together.
It is,
yeah. We went out to dinner a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what is that? So it's an app. And she said, it's kind of like Tinder for moms.
Yeah.
I said, oh, it's a dating app that's for a single mom? And she said, no, it's for moms to meet other moms.
Right, right.
To find what is this?
What's
this called?
I guess it's not just...
What's it called? Pipsqueak?
It's called Peanut.
Oh, Peanut.
And it's not just for moms. It can be for anyone, but it's for women only. So it's specific to women only. And it's just supposed to be a site where you can find other women in your area to connect with and build friendships or have play dates or whatever. If you're going through
play
the
dates
same...
for your kids, right?
Sure. Yeah. Or for yourself, if you're looking for someone to go to the gym with or just to find friends.
Well, I think there's two different things here. You could be a mom looking to make friends with another mom, yes, or at least to like another mom so your kids have people to play with.
Right.
Or this could be, I'm a mom, you're a mom, let's be besties.
Well, and yes, but right? I think for moms, if you become besties with someone else, your kids just automatically have to be friends.
Oh,
that's how that
we're
works.
We're hanging out, so you guys need to play.
Correct. That's how that works.
The moms are having some Pinot.
Yes, exactly.
glug, glug, glug.
I just joined this, and it's really funny.
Oh, really? You joined this app?
I joined the app.
So you're
yes.
not just looking at it?
No, I made a whole...
No, why am I on this app?
Well, because it asks you to create a profile, so it gives you... It wants to know about your life. What do you do? What are your interests? So that it can pair you with people in your area, just like Tinder or Bumble or any of the other ones would, that also have common interests as you.
Uh-huh.
So there's, you know, it'll say, are
you... So what does that have to do with me?
Well, I'm married, so I've included that I have a husband. So it's probably not going to pair me with single women, because it might be weird for the married woman to go out with a single friend. That could be kind of awkward for our relationship. So it's important to know that I'm a married woman. Right?
I guess.
Also, I'm divorced and I have to co-parent. So it asks for that, because maybe I could find another woman who is having to deal with the same bullshit that I do.
Did you come up with these interests that are listed here under your name? I'm looking at your... You sent me the screenshot of your profile.
Some of them.
Were these things that there's a little drop down and you selected them, or you came up
both.
With these?
A little bit of both.
For,
yeah.
For example, you describe yourself as a fitness fiend.
Yes.
And a fashion killer.
Yeah. That one I came up with.
What does that even mean?
It means I'm into fashion.
You also list yourself as a fan of board games like chess.
I do like board games. Do I not like board games? I'm extremely competitive.
I can't remember the last time we played a board game.
We played Battleship and you beat me.
When was that?
At your parents' house. Remember, we got all those games we were playing for weeks.
You have to... Oh, you. My friends would say I'm a hot mess, sleep deprived, Dr. Google.
Mm-hmm.
Beer buddy, powered by caffeine. I feel like this is not a great representation of you.
You don't think so?
No, I feel like I probably know you better than anybody, and I feel like this is really not...
How would you describe me if you were creating my profile to find friends?
I'll tell you one thing. I definitely wouldn't describe you as a hot mess.
No.
I'm not getting fed if I say that. And you really don't drink beer all that often either, rarely.
I like beer a lot. It just has a lot of carbs in it, so I don't drink it.
I feel like this would be a description of you if you were still single.
Why?
When we first started dating, after your first, I feel like this is what you were like, and now you don't drink beer anymore.
But
you want to play board games.
Well, I like all of these things, but you don't, so I don't do that.
Well, I don't like anything.
Exactly.
My description would be, if you're thinking of friending me, don't. I don't know why I'm on here.
No, I like beer. I buy beer. I just don't do it as much as I used to, because I'm older now and I have to be careful.
Also, your hometown, I won't let name it, but that's not your hometown.
It wouldn't let me list my hometown.
Why not? What does that mean?
I don't know. It wasn't.
Couldn't find it?
It wasn't in the database.
Don't tell anybody this is where you're from.
It wasn't in the database, so I just put the closest thing.
Yeah, you didn't want to say Detroit, which is the biggest city nearby where you are.
I guess I could have put Detroit. I didn't put Detroit.
Because for people
down.
That don't know, Rochelle grew up in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the app did not want you to tell people that's where you're from. Man, I better be nice to this girl. She kicked my ass. She's from Detroit. Those people aren't messing around. So you're completely, catfishing people. I'm worried that Chris Hansen is going to show up at the house. Yeah, this is not who you don't drink beer.
Yes, I do.
You don't drink beer. Drink LaCroix. It might be in a can, but it is not beer. Dateline NBC is going to be at the house, because this is fake, this whole thing. You're basically inventing Anna. That's what you're doing. You're basically inventing Anna.
You're so basic.
Hot off the presses, it's a fresh new CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, for this Monday. Thank you for sending these into us on our page, 1071theboss.com, or on our Facebook. We like to share fun community events, charity events, give them a little spotlight that they might not otherwise have. So thank you for getting these to us. A Monmouth County SPCA Petpalooza, I'll say that again because it's fun, Petpalooza happening Saturday, April the 30th from 11 to 3 there. Eatontown campus registration includes an exclusive t-shirt event or event t-shirt, bandana, food and drink voucher for the event, and a personalized fundraising page where you'll compete for some great other prizes for some other great prizes while raising money for the animals. I don't know why I'm reading everything backwards today.
Yoda, you are.
Yeah, really. I'm baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Pre-register for the event now through April 24th, MonmouthCountySPCA.org. There's a pop-up next door in Elizabeth. They're hosting, or pop-up next door in Elizabeth. It's hosting an Easter celebration. I keep missing every other word. I think I need new glasses, I got to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. We've talked about this before. We both need new glasses. Absolutely.
The commercial engineer asked me to come in the other day, and I'm holding my glasses up, you know, like Wilford Brimley.
Do you need bifocals?
Reading the I can't see it. My eyes don't focus like they used to.
You need bifocals.
I think I'm just looking at my phone too much. Pop up next door in Elizabeth is hosting an Easter celebration, he said, happening Sunday, April the 10th from 1 to 5. There'll be local vendors you can shop, get free pictures with the Easter Bunny. He's Ooh. Making some time. He'll have on that snappy little vest he's got with the pocket watch. Free admission and parking. PopUpNextDoor.com for the details and vendor info. I might be confusing him with the rabbit from Alice in Wonderland. I'm not sure if the Easter Bunny wears the vest.
I think he usually wears a vest. He's not naked. He wears a vest.
No, of course the Easter Bunny's not naked.
That's what I'm saying.
For the love of God. St. Peter's School, Point Pleasant Beach is hosting their annual Easter gift auction. It's happening Monday, April 18th, starting at 4:30 in the school gymnasium. Make a reservation right now for advance entry. SPSPTA.org for the tickets. And don't forget, the Boss Roadie's on the move again, including Boss Van in the Ocean County St. Patrick's Day Parade. We're kind of mentioning this a lot because it got postponed. Want to make sure you know it's in Seaside Heights this Saturday. Get the details on that and all our events at 1071theboss.com. Just a couple things we thought you needed to know this morning. Well, this is exciting. On Guest Mike 3, Bad Boy Neff in the building, everybody. The engineer.
I am here.
We talk about him.
Here.
We talk about him a lot, and people do occasionally ask us if we just made you up, because sometimes things go wrong, and I'll say, well, we better call the bad boy Neff, and I think people think we're kidding, but we're not. He really is a real person.
I'm a real person.
And he happens to be
I'm
here
a
today.
Real boy.
You know, I knew you were in the building because we hear you laughing down the hallways, and it sounds like the Joker. I mean, he's cackling away.
I am the loudest person in this building.
I love that about you. Yeah,
absolutely.
You hear me before you see me.
Yeah. Now we haven't. You've been here a long time. We've only been here a short amount of time.
I've been here for a very long time.
I know that, and I feel as though we came in like gangbusters with a lot of needs, a lot of issues, and you had to deal with all of that. So I just want to say publicly that I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right. That was very sincere.
I mean, it's okay.
He's like, I was here before.
You've got needs, yeah. And I'm the person that,
You're going to fulfill all his needs.
No.
How did you get the nickname Crunchy Knees?
Crunchy Knees?
Yeah, because you said that to me, and then I started calling you that on the radio.
Because they crunch.
So what is that about?
What is it about? It's I'm a 35-year-old man, but more like an 85-year-old man.
No, wait a minute. Hang on a second. You're 35?
I'm 35.
No, you're not 35.
35.
Are you really 35?
35.
I didn't realize.
Last time I checked, I'm 35.
I didn't realize just how much older than him I am.
What?
I don't know.
You saying he looks old?
No, but I kind of felt like he was older. You know, about seven.
You ask me for something, you're not getting it.
I really thought that he was a couple of years older than me.
Yeah.
But
did?
I did.
He thinks you look old.
I did. I do not think he looks old. That's not what I said. Well, maybe the crunchy knee thing threw me off a little bit. But
they crunch.
Do you actually have to climb those big towers? You know, people see these driving along the highway, these big radio towers?
No, my wife does not allow me to climb the towers.
She's smart. Okay.
Have you ever climbed a tower?
I have climbed things because I do the firefighting stuff.
Oh, that's right.
I'm the volunteer firefighter.
And
so
thank you for that.
My wife says that I can only do one crazy thing.
Yeah, I was going to say she lets you be a volunteer firefighter, but not climb the tower.
I brought up climbing a tower because we're going to do one over here soon, and it's one that I've wanted to climb for a very long time. And she goes, then you can't be a firefighter anymore.
Mm. I like it, laying down the law.
And I was like, okay, I respect that.
Do we have a guy that then climbs the tower?
Oh, yeah.
Do we have to, like, hire an out?
They don't have crunchy knees.
Oh, okay.
They have
not yet.
Because I figure somebody's got to go up there. Yeah. And all right, so I have some ideas here. Well, maybe you could give me a tutorial. Is there something that this control board, I talk about how I'd like to be a pilot. Mm-hmm. And I think they're...
Wait a second. This is the guy who Crunchy Knees gave you a printer, and you couldn't select the right printer to make it print in your office.
No, what does that supposed to mean?
I even labeled it my office.
Yeah, that's true. He did. But when I went to print, it wasn't on that one. So then I clicked it and it printed out
but
in the hallway.
But then he
again.
Went in there and was able to just click exactly what he told you to print and it just happened
Can
to
I
print?
Be completely honest with you?
Sure.
I really don't need the printer now. The reason I asked for the printer is because I had to print out my tax materials. And it was just a pain in the ass to do it on my phone. So it's like, maybe if I get a printer for my office, I could just do it here.
Using company resources.
That's right. So if you just want to take it back out, I really don't need it anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll leave it there.
I wish I was kidding about
He's
that.
He's such a diva.
No, here's what I was going to say. I've wanted to be a pilot, and I think this is where my fascination in part where radio came from. Because remember, you sit in the aisle there, and you look into the cockpit before you take off. Mm-hmm. You could see all those dials and buttons and stuff. That's one of the things that I thought was so neat about the radio station is it got all these lights and these meters and that sort of thing. Is there something that this control board does that you think... I probably, because you built this room.
I did build this
You
room.
Put all these things together, you wired, you soldered, you did all mm-hmm. that stuff, you welded.
Mm-hmm. I welded.
So what? Give me something.
That's this, welded here.
Teach me something. Is there something I can push here? Is there some, like how about this thing? Do you know how to work this harmonizer? Do we have a harmonizer in here? Can I make my voice funny? I mean, is there something?
I wish you could. No. Yeah. It's all digital now, so there's not that much fun stuff. I could mess with you.
He built it so it was idiot-proof. That was the point. So
that's not a lie.
Yeah. I know.
Everything in these studios.
Well, you failed with the printer because I couldn't use it. Well, there must be a button here. Teach me how to use a button you think I don't know.
I teach you to use a button that you don't know.
Like, what are these? Why are there's numbers 1 through 11 on the right corner here?
For calls,
what
right?
Well, we don't have a phone interface. We have a phone you pick up over here. So what are those for?
Those are, they're called soft keys.
Uh-huh. Not crunchy keys.
Not crunchy keys, soft keys.
What if I push 7?
You can press it. It doesn't do anything.
It lights up.
It lights up.
That's cool.
So you can pretend that it does something.
All right.
I can make it do something, but I have never set it up because I try to make these rooms idiot-proof.
Could we put like, fart noises and burps and sirens? Could we do like sound effects on each of those?
We could.
Well, will you do that for me?
Sure.
Add it to your list.
Listen, Diana Ross.
This is why he wants to climb up the pole. He's like, get me out of here.
I'm just, tower I've got to go climb now.
I'll tell you where your printer is. It's 100 feet in the air. With your chance at up to $500 cash, the free money machine is coming sometime before 10 a.m. And several more times today. It's $500 every single time we play. Up to $500 anyway. It just depends how lucky the machine is feeling. We punch in the code. We'll see what happens. I give away some money. Could be $100, could be $10, could be $500.
Ooh.
Hopefully it's not $10. That'd be kind of a big letdown after all this hoopla.
Hey,
so we'll...
free $10 is a free $10.
That's true. See what happens with the free money machine. At any time, you could hear that, that phone tone thing. So when that happens, get set to call and win the big bucks. Well, last night it was the slap heard around the world. That's what they're calling it anyway.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Get my wife's name out your mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
Oof.
Okay.
Now, there's Chris Rock having an altercation last night. If you're one of the last people on Earth that didn't see this clip, oh, my goodness. So the Oscars last night, Chris Rock is up there, and he's, being his usual sarcastic self.
Right.
And he makes a joke about Will Smith's wife, Jada, who I didn't realize this, but apparently she suffers from alopecia, which has led to her having some hair loss.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if it's for a role or it's her choice or what the deal is. I really don't know.
Yeah.
But she has a kind of a buzz cut, you would say.
Right.
Okay, so she's just got that little peach fuzz on top of her head, and that's how she looks, and she's beautiful, okay? Nothing wrong with that.
No, she...
Nothing wrong with that at all.
It's a hard look to pull off.
But she does.
She does. She looks beautiful. She really does.
Yeah.
She's always been very pretty.
So that's that. And I didn't realize that it wasn't necessarily completely her choice, that she does have a skin condition that makes it difficult for her to keep her hair as thick as she would want it to be.
She's been fairly open about that.
Well, listen, I didn't know that. Maybe Chris Rock didn't know that either. So he gets up there and makes a joke, and that's what he's referring to there when he says, hey, I can't wait to see your wife in G.I. Jane 2, if you remember. That was Demi Moore, and she shaved her head. Movie.
Yes.
Well, being a soldier and having to get a buzz cut, different than somebody that has a medical condition.
Yeah.
So I get that. Well, Will, I got to tell you, I think he's clearly, and I feel bad in some way, Will has clearly got something going on. Because if you've ever seen him before, interviewed, you've ever seen him, he seems like a pretty sweet, affable guy, right?
Yeah.
Just as you heard there, totally lost his mind and starts swearing at Chris Rock, walks up on the stage, smacks him.
Yeah.
At first, I thought he punched him.
Right.
But he smacked him, you know, right across the face, and Chris is stunned. Now everybody at first is doing that uncomfortable, but it is not a joke, and no. The Oscar people said this was not a joke.
It is not staged, and we've gotten some comments. That was not staged. It obviously brought some more ratings, I guess, but that was not staged.
They released the tape from rehearsal, and Chris Rock didn't make the joke at all in rehearsal, so I guess he was just looking out in the crowd, and, you know, Chris Rock is Chris Rock. That's what he does.
Right.
He's a little bit like Don Rickles. You know, he kind of makes fun of people, and I think oftentimes these celebrities think it's okay to make fun of other celebrities because how ridiculous is his whole ceremony where we're celebrating how wonderful famous rich people are anyway. So I get it. That's what Chris Rock does. But Will's got some other stuff going on. And I know he and Jada have had some stuff going on, too. So LAPD was apparently contacted. They said they are not going to press charges because it looked. They said, quote, the altercation did not escalate beyond the initial slap. And Chris said that. He apologizes, ready to move on. By the way, Will Smith goes on to win Best Actor for King Richard, Coda.
And he did apologize.
Best Picture last night.
He did apologize in his speech.
He should have apologized, but on the other hand, I don't know that he was wrong either.
I don't know that I find it justified to go up and have a physical altercation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that there was, he probably should not have made that joke considering she does have a medical condition.
Yeah.
But I don't think he meant it as a, you know, as a sly to her as a human being. I think they're friends in real life. I don't think.
I mean, speaking of Rickles, who was known for, you know, saying nasty things about celebrities, that was his whole shtick.
Right.
He would then always end his set by saying, but listen, I make fun of everybody. Right. God bless you. I love you.
Right.
Chris Rock was actually in the documentary about Rickles.
Yes.
Saying, yeah, he's very offensive if you're just a jerk with no sense of humor.
Right.
So I think that's where Chris Rock's head is at.
Right.
But
and I do get defending your wife. I really do. And I think maybe he.
Listen,
he
not to make this said, not, but, not to make this about us, but I make everything about us, right? This had me thinking, what would I do in this situation?
Yeah.
Now, I probably, if I were in Chris Rock's shoes and I was up there presenting, I would probably make some sort of an obnoxious comment. I mean, I make fun of.
You would.
I make fun of the guys in the other radio stations. I make fun of.
You do. You do.
Jeff Bezos, so I probably would be up there shooting my mouth off and being a jerk. So I get where Chris Rock is coming from. I also think that if somebody insulted you or any other of my immediate family, I can understand.
Right.
Especially if for whatever's going on in Wilson, if you're lit up and there's stuff going on that people don't know about, and then you hear someone attacking your family, I can totally understand that.
Right.
But it's difficult to have enough wherewithal to hold it in. I mean, because this has happened certainly with your ex and, you don't have a good relationship with your dad and his new wife or any of that. And they say nasty things to you. And it takes all the willpower I have not to inject myself into the situation.
Yeah.
And just smack that.
Yeah.
SH.
Yeah.
Blank T down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Especially if you've had a drink or two.
Yeah. So my guess is that Will has just got some stuff.
Right.
And just couldn't hold it in. Because I know he knows better, just like I would know better. But then there comes a moment someone insults the people you love. So
right.
Anyhow.
Well.
Hopefully everybody's friends now. We're going to see Chris Rock pretty soon. I know he's going to be doing a show with Kevin Hart. Matter of fact, you can qualify for tickets for that at our website, 107.com. So you know he's going to be talking about that when
he's
comes
live. He's got to. It's the biggest thing that's ever happened to him.
You thought Kevin Hart was kind of the one with the big mouth. Apparently it's Chris.
Did you see this story that Uber has got a new deal with the New York City taxis, the yellow cabs?
No.
That now if you get the Uber app, this doesn't work for the other ones, but for Uber, I guess you could get a yellow cab here if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
It cost you a fortune, I guess.
You just call the number.
Yeah.
But
anyhow, they've made a deal that they'll appear as rides on the app when you're looking for how many cars are in the area.
Really?
Because they've obviously been like arch enemies.
Sure.
The taxi cabs and the Uber. So they're rolling that out later on this spring that... I don't know how exactly that works.
You order an Uber, and do you get to... Because on Uber, you can choose just regular, extra large, shared.
They get the same deal with the cabs, and they get the green cabs versus the yellow cabs, you know?
Yeah, but...
My guess would be that they're going to allow New York City taxi drivers to also be Uber drivers, and then...
Oh, but use their vehicle?
Yeah, so if you're standing on the street corner with your fingers up, you know, looking for a ride, you're getting a taxi, but if you go on the app, you're getting Uber, so that's
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't really love going in a taxi. I prefer an Uber.
Now, you're going to think this is crazy, but I prefer to get in a taxi cab than into an Uber.
Really?
I'll do the Uber if I have to, but I think I feel like there's a little less sketchy to get in
the
taxi.
So?
I understand that taxis tend to be smelly And my God, they've always got that check brake light or the check engine light on.
The cracked leather seats in the back. I feel like a lot of stuff has happened back there. I don't know.
And that's probably true, but it still weirds me out a little bit less than getting in the back seat of some random guy's car. You know, I feel like I'm in a kidnapping situation.
I do hear you, but obviously it's coming from the app. But I think the Uber drivers are generally... I've never had an issue with an Uber driver. There's always a phone charger back there.
Yeah.
They'll offer me water. Would you like a mint? Do you want a high chew? Like, I'm all about the Uber driver.
You know what I introduced you to? One of the first times you and I ever traveled together, we go into the city, and I got you the car. The town car, 77777 thing. I don't mean to do a little plug for them, but I'll go ahead and do it. And they send you the town car.
Yeah, that's nice.
And then you feel, well, I was going to say you feel like Mr. Big, but that's probably not what you want now. Sex and the City ruined forever.
Yeah.
Thanks to Chris Noth.
Yeah, that is nice to have a town, but you pay a lot of money.
And it's about the same flat rate. It's like $10 more than taking a yellow cab. And you're in a damn Lincoln town car as opposed to, the little Honda Escort. Or whatever they are that I mix metaphors
there's
there.
Nothing wrong with a Honda, with an Escort, okay? Or a Honda. But no, it's nice. It is nice. But I have
It's not a Lincoln like Matthew McConaughey.
I have never had an issue with, especially if you get the XL.
Yeah.
They're always like a very nice, clean car.
Want to share this ride with 6 other people? No, I do not. I'll be taking my Lincoln Town car out to the airport.
And that's my thing with taxis. I feel like they're a little bit more of an aggressive driver, too, because they're not in their own car.
Yeah.
So anytime, especially if you're in the city, I'm terrified. I'm in the back.
Please.
I'm holding the shit bar like the whole time that we're in there.
Well, that's you should be more concerned to be touching that thing than to be how the guy's driving.
Fair.
Come on. All right, so that's with Uber and New York Taxi later on this spring. Time for hashtag mom. We get a call last week. A guy said, what are you saying when you say mom what? Hashtag mom. It's mom confessions. Confessions. We whisper because it's a confession.
Right.
So we hear from actual moms that happen to listen or whatever it is, and we share them here on the radio. It's kind of fun every morning. 7:29, 7:20. We're all about family right here.
That's right. Melissa Brody said, I told my 2.5-year-old that if she does not get out of the bathtub, she'll turn into a fish. And if she was a fish, she would have to live alone in the ocean without any of her friends or family. Do you think she got out of the bathtub?
No.
Nope. She sure didn't.
No. Could have told you that from the get-go.
Yes.
That was a fruitless action.
Yeah. Water Bottles and Jeggings said, I asked my son which state was abbreviated NJ.
Uh-huh.
And they said North Jordan. And the other one said Nigeria. Just in case you still believe that children are the future.
Well, there's your education tax dollars at work right there.
Dave Foreman said, I'm about to begin a 600-mile trip with 3 kids. This is my last tweet and testament.
Well, as Nolan would say, that's your problem. That is your problem.
That's rough.
Those kids definitely know how to work all the TikTok buttons,
right?
I will tell you that. They might not know what the abbreviation for the state is. Hashtag mom. Every morning right here, 7:29, 7:20, send one in.
How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for making some time for us. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure. Very excited about the new show.
Yeah, the new show is going to be great. And I'll tell you what, you're one of those guys I see you come on Food Network, whether it's Chopped or whether it's this brand new show, which is debuting on April 5th, Big Restaurant Bet. And I go, this is going to be good because Jeffrey is a man who knows his stuff. So I'm excited to have you on a brand new show, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We're very excited. It's a gamble. Life's a gamble. And a restaurant business is a gamble. But Big Restaurant Bet is a big gamble.
You want to explain this or should I? You're investing a bunch of your own money into this thing, right?
So it's really, you know, we're investing money, time, resources, everything. And if we don't, you know, find someone, we have to, out of the 8 contestants. And we get behind them to open their dream restaurant. And, you know, it's what everybody wants to do. And the viewer is going to see how hard it really is. And they're going to see about things that really have no idea that this goes on in a restaurant to open it. It's one of the most intense, exciting, destructive, annoyingly hard, fabulous thing to do. It's like all the emotions at once. And you'll see that in the show. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm reading over the details of the show, and Jeffrey is investing $250,000 of your resources into this star that you believe in that's going to, you know, break into the restaurant world, wins this competition, Big Restaurant Bet. So, I mean, that's a major deal.
Yeah.
Is there a misconception, even among people that become professional chefs, think they're going to open their own place? You think there's something that, you know, that you didn't know when you started that they probably don't know starting out? Like, what's the biggest surprise for a new restaurateur?
Absolutely. The biggest surprise going to be something that you can sell. you're always told that it's so hard, the horse hard, and you don't make a lot of money and all that. You're always told that. And then it's the reality. And you never believe that that is actually reality. And you couldn't believe that it's actually more work than you ever thought. Dreamt of.
Yeah.
Not only the work is now what really trips them up, it's the sense of that, like, all, you know, if you walk out of the office, you have 100 employees, and you're just an employee, and you get a nice paycheck, and Friday at 5, you're off. You're not dealing with any problems, no HR. The exact opposite when you have a restaurant. Now they're all your problems. Now you're a leader. Now you have 100 people behind you, or 50, whatever your staff is, depending on the size of the restaurant. And you have all their problems, and your problems, and the finances problems, and all the customer problems, and everything. It's all yours. This is your bag. Good luck.
Yeah.
And that they don't understand. Like, so when you have a chef job, you have a check, a paycheck. When you become a partner, you don't have a paycheck.
Right. It's all up to you to make it happen. Yeah.
Like, no. It's like you got to raise enough money, and you got to take a very small salary just to make sure you can get by until making money so you can, like, take some dividends. And that's very hard for them to understand. So if they don't get that, if that at all is, like, a problem, then they probably shouldn't be in the restaurant business. Those that have the tenacity, the verve, the passion, the leadership skills, and they've determined, demonstrated to what, that they can handle the problems that come every day, and they come every day, like clockwork, like the sun. They can handle that. Get their head behind it. We're going to put our resources and help you make your dream restaurant a success, or a better chance of being a success, because it's all a big gamble, you know, it's the same way as you gamble.
I have to imagine when you're a chef, you have to be good at delegating, because if you're, obviously you want every piece of parsley and every napkin to be perfect, but if you're focused on small details, I bet you easily get bogged up and you can't make the place operate, right?
You're right. You'll get crushed. I mean, you need to have details, but you have to find people that are going to now be your lieutenants, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to find those special people that have it. Okay, I see that you like to do this. You have a talent for, like, detail. You get it. You know, some people don't even walk by a napkin or on the floor. They walk right by it. They don't pick it up. That's it. That's something I can't teach you. You learn that from your parents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the urgency. So yeah. That's the kind of guy you're going to, like, okay, or girl, you're okay. Like, you're going to be in charge of, like, making sure the dining room looks great and all the pieces look together. You're going to be the assistant GM, or you're going to be the maitre d', or someone who would like to touch and feel and understand what it is to pull out a chair and get a chair pulled out and have someone's coat and all that stuff. It's really, you have to delegate, and you really have to understand and get to know people. So you're not going to give that to someone who doesn't know how to do this.
Right.
So it's a big puzzle, and you got to figure it out, because the day they walk in the door, I tell people, like, when it's, you know, oh my God, it's so hard, it's really hard. And then you open, I'm like, and then the work begins. Because there's no customers before you open. So you can solve all the problems overnight, 2 days, 1 day.
Yeah.
That's it.
All bets are off. We had the pleasure of eating at your restaurant, the National, in the city, and man, what an elegant experience! So I hope these contestants all take your advice seriously, because Jeffrey knows what's up, you know.
Thank you very much. You're very kind.
Yeah, we truly enjoyed it. Let me ask you this now: on a weekend, if you're just looking to make something for yourself, what is your favorite dish to prepare just for you?
God, anything for two: roast chicken, big steak for two, anything I can, like, put on a big platter and serve it up family style.
Family style. That's
a big fish. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, he's got my mouth watering now. Well, we're looking forward to seeing this show. It's coming April 5th. That's a Tuesday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern. A big restaurant bet. He's putting all his chips in on this. Jeffrey Zakarian. It's great to talk to you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Jeffrey. You've been watching the news. You know, President Biden's got some high stakes negotiations going on overseas with the other G7 leaders and all that. They got a NATO summit going on because of this mess with Putin and all of that.
Right.
So we were thinking it was about time. Now, why is this funny? Just, you like that transition, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Figured Biden's in the news. It's about time we do this. We haven't done this since the State of the Union a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. Is this celebrity older than Joe Biden?
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah. So I give you a celebrity, a famous person, could be a movie star, could be another politician, okay, could be a TV person, a musician, whoever it is. Now, I'll be honest with you. All of these people are over the age of 55, okay?
Okay.
And the objective is to determine whether or not this celebrity is older or younger than President Joe Biden. Now, this has nothing to do with the fact he's liberal or conservative or whatever it is. It's just the fact that he is the oldest president in U.S. history at the age of, say, he'll be 80 later on this year.
Yeah.
So he's 79 and a half right now. Okay. is the celebrity older than Joe Biden? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Oprah Winfrey, older or younger than President Biden?
Oh, I think she's younger.
She is younger. Oprah is 68.
Okay.
How about this one? Kevin Costner. You look at him, you go, I think he's younger than 80, but he has been around a while.
Kevin Costner, younger.
He is younger. He is 67 years old.
Okay.
Now, this is a tougher one. Kris Jenner.
Oh.
The head of the whole Kardashian clan.
I don't think she's 80.
Older or younger than Joe Biden.
She's had so much work on her face that it's kind of hard to. I'm going to say younger, maybe.
She is younger. She's okay. 66.
Okay.
Billy Bob Thornton. Older or younger? Again, you look at him, you go, I think he's younger. He's married to Angelina Jolie,
well,
but
that
I don't know.
Matter, but is he maybe the same age?
No, he's 65.
Oh, okay. Okay.
How about this one? You seen the Spider-Man movie? Mm-hmm. J.K. Simmons. He plays the head of the newspaper. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. See, I think he's right around the same age, too. I'll say older on this one.
Nope, younger. 67.
Are any of them older? Is there anyone who is older than Joe Biden?
Raquel Welch, older or younger?
Oh, older.
Classic movie star. She is older.
Yeah.
Another classic movie actress, Brigitte Bardot.
Oh.
60s movie starlet, older or younger than Biden?
I'm going to say older again.
She is. She is 86.
Okay.
How about this? Yoko Ono.
Oh, I feel like she just had a birthday. Younger?
Yoko is older than
is
Biden.
She? Okay.
She is, believe it or not, 89 years old this year.
No.
Yeah.
89?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
The television, older or younger than Joe Biden?
Younger.
No, the TV is a little bit older than Joe.
Okay.
It debuted commercially in 1939.
Okay.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes, older or younger than Biden?
I should know this. They're made in my home state. Younger?
No, they're older. They were invented in 1894.
Okay.
All right, we're going to switch it up a little bit here. We did this, the last time we did it was when poor Betty White left us.
Yeah.
William Shatner just had a birthday, 91.
Okay.
And I went back and triple checked because I felt like he was 92, but no, he's 91.
Okay.
So he's much older than Biden. Modern tennis, older or younger than William Shatner? Older than 91 years old.
Modern tennis, so modern not as in like on the grass, but on...
Yeah, modern tennis as we know the game today. Obviously, there are some origins going back to ancient Greece, but
right,
modern tennis. Modern tennis.
I'm going to say older.
It is older.
Okay.
1873.
I only know that because we watched Gilded Age and they were in Rhode Island filming at the tennis hall and that
the
was
The icebox. The icebox, similar to the refrigerator.
Oh, older... Older.
It is older. It debuted in 1802.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's do this one last. The 8-track player, older or younger than William Shatner?
The 8-track player has got to be younger, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It debuted September 1965.
Okay.
Don't screw around with me.
And that's how we play, is this older or younger than President Joe Biden and William Shatner? So there you go. You can stay in touch with us anytime on all the socials. We are Robbie and Rochelle, at Robbie and Rochelle, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't go on TuneIn, though. We don't like the TuneIn people. We had some logo problems over there.
What is that about?
I don't know. Actually, it wasn't us. It was the station. So.
I've never even heard of TuneIn.
Just get our app. It's real easy. Just go in the App Store, type in 107.1 The Boss. It'll pop right up. It's free. It'll download in a second, and you're all set.
Mm-hmm.
If by chance you don't have a radio nearby or you're not in a car, no problem.
Right.
Or just, you know, bring up your phone in the car, listen that way, whatever you like.
There you go.
I mean, you drain your battery a little bit, but maybe you don't care. Maybe you live on the edge. I'm not here to judge.
Wow.
Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five, five big old trending stories. We thought you needed to know to be in the know from number five to number one. We'll count up today.
Okay.
Number one, let's go to Florida because, of course, as you know, it's always Florida. There's a woman there who's being catfished, extorted for thousands of dollars.
Mm.
Well, she finds out that this man is just taking advantage of her for her money, and she decides she liked him enough that she was going to date him for real.
What?
Her name is Nicole Hayden. His name is Alessandro Sequini. I could have told you right there with a name like that. It sounds like a fake name, doesn't it?
It does.
Here they are being interviewed about how they're now dating after he extorted her for the cash.
When I started messaging with Alex and he said, can we video chat?
I was like, okay, this guy's making sure that I'm actually not a catfisher.
So Nicole was the first person that I was able to meet through, you know, a catfishing story.
Well, isn't that a beautiful thing?
What?
You have a criminal finding love. Didn't that warm your heart?
That's insane. That is insane.
Now,
oh
no,
my
no
gosh.
Word on whether or not he gave the money back, but this guy must look like Fabio times 10 that she's willing to look past his criminal background.
Yes.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Wow.
Number two, there's a new survey that shows almost 7 in 10 Americans claim they would exercise more if there was somebody there to cheer them on.
Oh, 100%.
And lift. And straight.
That's right. That's right. Look at you going 2 miles an hour on the treadmill watching The View.
Yes! Go!
Look at those beads of sweat right around your eyebrows. I know they do it for mice and hamsters and that kind of thing, you know, chasing the cheese. I feel like that would work for me.
I'm very hungry.
If you were dangling a piece of pizza, I feel like that would make me want to run. I really do. We should try that. Hang a slice of pepperoni on a string.
Run toward the pizza. Go.
Number three, the sad news today. The guy who invented GIFs has passed away. His family has just announced that his name is Steve Willette. He was just 74 years old. Believe it or not, he invented them back in 1987.
What?
So sad. You dead.
Oh, are you doing a GIF?
Eating popcorn in the movie theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
He's acting out GIFs.
It was very good.
These are very 2020 jokes here.
Yes.
Wow.
Number four, there's a guy from South Carolina, pulls into the gas station because his wife has to use the bathroom.
Okay.
And while he's waiting, he decides he'd get himself a little scratch ticket. Well, he gets it, scratches it, wins $200,000, almost a quarter mil.
Oh, my gosh.
She walks out. He's like, holy sh-. She's like, well, it wasn't that. It was okay, but also with 200 grand, he probably could fill up the gas tank.
Yeah, so, once or twice, maybe.
Man, what are the chances?
That's awesome.
1 minute you're pulling over because the wife's going to poop. The next minute.
No, why?
The next minute you're almost a millionaire. And number five, there's a study that found great white sharks form friendships with each other. They sometimes swim around together to make hunting easier and to build trust in their relationships. Hi, Fred. Hi, Alan. How are you? I'm just fine, Fred. Thanks for asking. Want to eat this swimmer? Let's do it. Just to be clear, I know that sounded similar. That was the voice of the shark.
Yeah, no.
Not me acting out a GIF come to life.
Got it.
World famous celebrity birthday file this Monday. Lady Gaga, 36 today. You know, she named herself after the song Radio Gaga by Queen.
I did know that, yeah.
Julia Stiles, 41. Boy, she disappeared, huh?
Yeah, she was really big in the early 2000s.
We were just watching The Bourne Identity again from 2002, and she's really good in that, but I haven't seen her since. Kat Gosselin, remember her?
Kate Gosselin?
Oh, it's just Kat here.
Oh, okay, Kate Gosselin?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if she'd shortened it, because she's too cool to be Kate.
Sure.
Hashtag too cool to be Kate.
Okay.
She's 47. Vince Vaughn, there's another guy that's kind of disappeared lately.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's 52.
He does do Curb Your Enthusiasm every once in a while.
Yeah, playing a version of himself.
Right.
Salt from Salt and Pepper, Cheryl James. She's 56. Reba McEntire, 67. She should talk to her son about extorting his ex-wife, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, my God.
Today's National Weed Appreciation Day.
Did you say weed?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why Seth Rogen just stopped by there.
Okay.
National Something on a Stick Day.
Okay.
Listen, you keep your kebabs to yourself.
That's right.
Looks delicious, don't you think, Fred? I do, Alan. Let's have one. All right, the Oscars last night. Of course, a couple of winners from Oscars on this date of history. 1963, Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh.
Won an Oscar, his movie The Birds. Rocky won Best Picture. Best Original Song was Barbara Streisand's A Star Is Born, speaking of Lady Gaga.
Oh, right.
It did not win an Oscar, but the film Lucas, starring Charlie Sheen and Winona Ryder, was released on this date. There's a fun fact for you.
Duh, winning.
Never even heard of that.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Now, last week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, I can't remember, we did a conversation about songs that take you back to high school.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to open up the old memory book today, go back into memories.
Okay.
Is there a song that reminds you of your parents?
Oh, okay.
Or maybe you could twist it around if you like and say, is there a song that your kids would think of when they think of you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe, and I hope this is not the case, mom and dad are no longer with us, whatever the deal is. Is there a song that makes you think of them? It's not supposed to be a sad thing.
Right. No, mine would be Michael Jackson's Ben reminds me of my mom.
Michael Jackson's Ben, a song about the rat?
Yes, because when I was little, she told me that was her favorite song when she was little. And so now if I ever hear it or even think about it,
yeah,
I think of my mom.
Your mom likes this song?
Yeah, I like it too.
It's like one of those videos where someone posts a picture of their kids singing in the house and goes, don't they sound great? You're like, not really.
I like that
I mean,
song.
No disrespect to Michael. Obviously, he's a legend, but not one of his yeah. best songs. And from that movie he did where he's friends with the little rat.
Right.
So that's your mom's favorite song.
It, okay. At least it used to be when I that's her favorite song. And then anytime I think of or hear Bob Seger, it makes me think of my dad, which is why I'm not a huge fan of Bob Seger.
That's why we hate Bob Seger, because your dad's a fool.
I like Bob Seger. I just,
do you think there's a song that kids would associate with you or with us? Maybe Sinatra, because we always, when we do macaroni around the house, I like to play the old songs.
Grayson
calls him Man with the Blue Eyes.
Man with the Blue Eyes, yeah. And the Lola would...
Show tunes, you guys always sing in the car together.
Or Adele, anything by Adele. She knows I love Adele. So yeah. that would be my guess as to what she
know about
say.
How much you love Celine Dion?
I don't know if she knows my love for Celine, if I'm being honest. Yeah. So I think that that's probably a little bit more obscure for her because she's only 11. So.
Rochelle and I have had an argument before about the fact that I have seen, McCartney several times with my mom. Mm-hmm. But also I think you feel a little jealous that my mother and I have seen Barry Manilow in concert 6 times together. Six times.
I don't know if I don't think I'm jealous. I just
that's not the way you would put it.
Not jealous.
But you're
no.
like, if you take your mom 6 times, you go, so why don't you take me to go see him if you like him so much, right? Don't you feel that way a little bit?
Well, a little bit. But if it's a thing that you do with your mom, then that's fine. I mean, that's fine.
You and all the other senior citizens want to go see Barry, knock yourself out, right? Listen, he puts on a great show.
He does, but...
My mother and I have a little thing, actually. We saw him up in New Haven, Connecticut a number of years ago, right? I mean, obviously, his fans are older people now, and that's fine, right? Yeah. I mean, so these are women in their 50s and 60s. They're not like teeny, it's not like Beatlemania, right?
Yeah.
But they are crazy about Barry, right? So he's singing his love songs, and they run up to the stage, and I swear to you, you get women throwing panties and flowers
really?
And all nylons. I swear to you.
Really?
Barry stopped the song. You know that song he does, Looks Like We Made It?
Yeah.
Stopped the song, goes, you guys are scaring the shit out of me. Please back up. And of course, everybody starts laughing. So my mother and I will now say that once in a while. It's like, you're scaring the shit out of me. They frightened poor Barry. Honest to God,
that's
true story.
Amazing.
I wish, well, this is before camera phones, I wish I had that on tape. Yeah. I'd use that all. I'm scaring the shit out of me. So Barry Manilow would be.
Barry Manilow or my, what about your dad?
I don't know. He's, I don't know.
No.
He's not a big music guy.
No, there's nothing that you can think of that reminds you of your dad.
I mean, he likes Christmas songs.
Okay.
He's one of those people who watches the Hallmark movies starting in September. Yeah.
He's still watching Christmas movies right now.
So maybe Jingle Bells. I don't know. 732-774-4444. Call us. Text us. Answer on Facebook. Is there a song that immediately makes you think of dear old mom and dad? Or maybe you think that your kids would associate with you. That's your he said.
She said.